Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Hello.
Did you read the story? 13 human feet have washed ashore on the same Canadian beach in the last decade.
Yeah, that is not right.
And delving deeper down into it, officials aren't sure why.
Is this a joke?
Well, no, there's no joke. And speaking of joke, for the record, I'd just like it to be noted that I didn't say that they're stumped. Well, I didn't. Just pointing that out.
Can't even look at you.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Oh, boy. The tics and grimaces start pretty soon after you wake up in the morning.
I am so disappointed in myself.
Back up the babies and grab the old lady.
Robin Banks.
Cocked, locked, and ready to rock.
We got a special guest coming in. I know we're bigging it up. It's not really worth bigging up because you'll hear him and you'll go, well, he's not that special, but he's special to us.
It's a bit harsh, mate.
Well, no, I'm just being honest, dude. I'm beyond because
if I was driving in with presents for you right now, I would turn the car around.
I'm talking about the rest of the audience listening. If they, you know, he is special to us. He's special to us.
The rest of the audience, you know, go, well, that's their Christmas presents gone because they're going to be rude.
No, listen to what I'm saying.
I think you're offensive.
No, but if I was going, oh, there's a special guest on the way, I'm going to stay listening to that, then I hear T-Paul coming in.
No.
No?
No.
You're not with that? You want me to just go, it's a really special guest, you've got to hear it. It's coming up. If I was the audience in the car listening to that, I'd be going, well, it's T-Paul, isn't it? What's so special about that?
If we had an audience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. T-Paul, we love you, even if the rest of Oman listening may be going,
just an FYI, mine's a latte, his is a cappuccino.
DJ Earworm has just released his new mashup of the year's top hits. Basically, he took all the songs and he made them match up with Despacito.
This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. This is how we
do it all the time.
Down in Vegas,
in Miami, down in Paris, in Manhattan,
Havana,
down in LA. This is how we do it
in the boondocks,
in the Cadillac,
in the backseat,
underneath the rising sun,
in the street,
in the dark,
in the dawn,
in the future.
I want something just like this.
Although my heart is looking at the truth, just picture everybody
discovering something brand new.
Just picture everybody
seeing the beauty through the darkest day.
I feel it still.
Is it me? Is it true?
Nah, nah, nah. I don't want it to.
I want all of the
before.
Nah, nah, nah. I don't want it to.
Is it fair? Is it true?
Nah, nah, nah.
Don't get comfortable.
You can hate all the hate.
Nah, nah, nah.
If you want it to.
Look.
Hello, Robin. How are you?
I'm good.
How's your...
Gee, he was getting there. You didn't need to clear your throat. He was getting there. Let me clear my throat. That's a tune. I'll have a look for that.
Oh, yeah, do.
Who's that? DJ Cool.
Yeah.
That's a New Year's Eve song. Just leading up to midnight. You ready, everybody in the house? Let me clear my throat.
Did you sleep last night?
Yes.
Yes.
How could you be active like this?
It's what we do. It's the magic that we produce here. Absolute magic, isn't it? Anyway, this is, I think, I recognise your voice. This is
Into the Mountain!
Man, isn't it? From Oman Air.
It is.
Today I have no dinner.
You have no dinner today?
Yeah, I mean, there's no dinner for you. There's no free tickets, no deal.
Okay.
There didn't seem to be any free tickets before.
Yeah.
It's changed.
You actually said to us, if I remember the last time, you said, if you come for dinner...
Free flights for life.
That was the first time, and then it changed.
To you wanting Robin to basically fix an entire competition.
Yeah, that's right. You wanted me to fix the competition. That's the last time we spoke. You said, got money, the monthly prize, 2,500 riyals...
Okay.
Chris could have 1,000 riyals.
Nothing for me.
Nothing for George.
No, George will get 500.
That's not how I remember it.
Okay, so there's the logo you are saying, Robin Banks and George Ryan. Right?
Yeah, it's me and her.
But the man seems like he's saying Robin Banks in George Island.
George Island.
in George Island, yeah. In the beginning, I heard it like this, but when I heard the lady, then I understood it.
All right. Myself, Robin Banks, and George Island over there.
That's right.
We shall continue right now.
It's Georgina, no?
Oh!
It's George.
Goodbye!
Unless you want to change your name. Bye-bye.
He's gone. He's gone. I got rid of him.
1-2-1-2, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Waste your life now.
In the morning.
Go ahead.
In the morning.
Just waste your life now.
Waking every morning. Ding, ding, ding.
You are now looking at the best, the elite.
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast.
When you wake up.
Yeah, he's here.
Yay.
Yeah, good morning.
Yay, whoa.
He's a special guest to us, but maybe not to people listening. As T-Paul is here.
T-Paul is here.
Yeah.
And what an introduction.
Yeah. Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Listen, can you hang on for a little bit?
Of course, a special person can hang on, no problem.
And he's come bearing gifts as well. He's got a sack down there. I'm going to put your sack on the table. You can empty it in a bit.
Okay, super.
Okay, brilliant.
No problem.
What's up, George? You all right?
Yes, thank you. I'm fine. Okay. I can't work with this idiot anymore.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up, kid.
It's a brand new day.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
Hi, good morning. This is High FM. Right, so apparently I'm the worst.
You are the worst.
George came in and I was already in the office and she just stopped. She stopped in her tracks and pointed at me, looked me straight in the eye and said, "You're the worst." And I went all defensive and my voice went up an octave.
Why?
Yeah, why, what? What did I do? And then you said you wanted to do it on the radio.
Mm.
And
I want this done in a public forum so that everyone knows what happened.
No, I have no idea what is going on.
Well, that's just maybe.
I really don't. I swear to you, I do not have any idea.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, of course I do.
Do you want to know what you did?
Okay.
Because there's bad things that you can do to people,
yeah.
And then there's stuff that traumatises them. So, yesterday, I had a snooze.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened?
Did you dream about me?
Yeah.
Did you? Did you really?
Do you know what you did?
Yay!
Do you know what you did?
What did I do?
We were at a water park.
Right, this is in your dream.
Yeah. And you,
yeah,
on behalf of EHAB and OHI,
right,
kidnapped me.
Right? Brilliant, that's a great bit.
That's
a great bit.
So I was taken hostage.
Yeah.
Then you let some other woman take care of me for a bit.
Right.
And you went off to do some shady stuff.
Right.
I overheard her talking about prices for hostages. And I thought, this has gone wrong.
All right, and how much?
This has gone wrong.
How much?
Because you assured me that this would be a temporary situation and I would be okay.
How much was I flogging you out for?
At this point, I asked for help from someone on the sly.
Did you?
The police came.
Did
you
they,
marched
really?
Me out of the water park.
Okay.
You were trying to get me in a car.
All right.
Walked me past all the police who didn't seem to be bothered because it was you.
Of course not.
And
hi,
then
I'm Robin Banks, hi.
And then one of them did come and get me and then you were really angry with me.
Yeah.
And then you threatened the police lady and then I woke up.
Yeah, but how much was I trying to get for you?
Well, you weren't. You were just, it was something to do with OHI wanted it done. So you were just like, nothing I can do, George, it's, orders.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, do you know this is okay, Robin? Like, in no universe is this okay that you've done this.
Do you know, somebody's listening to this now and not listening in intently to the radio and they probably hearing that you've been kidnapped by OHI.
You are the worst.
I am.
Robin Banks.
I am the law. Okay?
T-Paul is here.
Hi, good morning. Morning.
Morning. Morning. Morning.
I can't see him for gifts. Hang on.
Yeah, he's got his sack on the table. So just move his sack out of the way. He has come in with a sack full of presents. It's just, that's just
sweet.
Yeah, it is. There's a part of me saying sweet, but a part of me is looking at what we've got for him.
And no, but these aren't all yours.
Oh, they're not.
What? No.
Okay.
Each DJ's got a bag.
Oh wow.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Even Chris?
Yes. You can rob it when I've gone.
Cereal I'm helping.
Yeah. We just tell Kathy, no, there's nothing for you. No.
As we find our cars scratching the car park.
Yeah, yeah. No, T-Paul brought all this in for us. We've got to go down to our car 3 times.
Gonna need a trolley.
Right, listen, do you want to empty your sack?
Okay.
What's up, George?
Nothing.
Right? Wow, look at that. He's literally come in with loads of stuff.
It's weighty as well.
Yeah, I think, George, while...
How many people do work here?
I think he should give... T. Paul should give us his first before we give him out. Yeah, well, yeah, because we can't give him out, can we?
Well, otherwise you won't give him to us.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll storm off, won't you? Yeah.
I mean, I would.
Well, you chose it.
Well, yeah, but look at what I had to choose from.
Don't look and give it away to the corner of the studio where they are.
Right. T-Paul, you've come from Soho exclusively and especially to give us presents?
Yes. So
how long does that take to get from Soho?
Oh, stop. This morning, 2 hours and 35 minutes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Me too.
Oh, I'm really
sorry. From me, just came off the feeling jar.
Yeah, but the problem is, I had to top the dog for a walk at 3:30 this morning.
No,
past
you
three.
Before
he's
us.
Up. What?
Oh, this is getting worse.
What kind of dog have you got?
I have a Jebel dog. I've had him since a baby.
So it's a Waddy dog.
Yeah, Waddy dog, yeah.
Come on then.
Okay, this one's for George.
Come on then.
You've got
three little packages in one there.
And this one's for Robin.
Oh wow, look at that. Ooh. Thank you so much. Is that a Thai notepad?
It's I think it's from recycled paper. It's
from recycled paper.
From a company called
like this show.
It's funny because it's true.
It is true.
Oh, I like that.
Right.
I'm all right. List of things.
And there's what? No, there's more stuff in the bag. Is what?
Oh,
what,
yes.
There's, what, right, what's this?
That's
there's,
Thai money.
He's paying us. So listen, how much is that? There's 120 Thai, is that Thai
bat?
Yeah.
Maybe so 1.5 real.
What?
Yeah.
That's great. And what? Oh, I got some incense. Brilliant. I'll be using that in the toilet later.
Oh!
What? That's why you use
ooh,
it.
Ooh, soap.
Isn't it? And then, oh, there's some Thai boxing fridge magnets. I do like a fridge magnet.
Okay.
Oh, I've got a gold elephant. Hello.
Bangkok. Yes. Oh, man, they just look.
What have you got? What have you got? Hey! This is amazing. Look at this stuff. Oh, I've got something to hit Robin with. Look.
What?
Can Robin slap?
Oh, I've got a bell.
You have a bell, yeah, for
I've
the 13th.
I've got a bell, George.
Yes. Oh, your wife's going to love that.
Oh, right, T-Paul.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact, let me... And because I think you opening your gift from us...
Okay.
I think that needs its own bit. All right.
Yeah.
He's coming up.
I'm really good about it.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
Just got WhatsApp, and it is from 035...
Okay, what are they saying?
Well, they are forwarding something to us, and it says this is from an actual trial in the UK.
Okay.
A young woman who was several months pregnant was sitting in a bus. When she noticed a young man smiling at her, she began feeling uncomfortable due to her condition. What's wrong with that? She changed her seat, and the man became more amused. She moved again, and the man laughed even more. She filed a court case against him. This isn't true. This is not true. But in court, the man's defence was, when the lady boarded the bus, I couldn't help noticing that she was pregnant. She then sat under a movie ad which read, coming soon, the creature from hell. I was even more amused when she moved and sat under a female... Oh, no, I can't read that out.
Go on.
No, I can't.
Is it that bad?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
yeah, don't do it.
Then I completely lost it when she moved a third time under...
Stop! I really want to come back after Christmas.
I cannot read that. The case was dismissed, though, because the judge fell off his chair laughing.
That'll do. Get up
and dance. Woo! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get up.
This is High FM. Oman.
So T. Paul is here, bearing gifts. Oh, nice, nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No
seriously,
problem.
Thank
we're
you so
spoiled.
Much.
We really don't deserve this.
And down at the bottom of mine, there's a T-shirt.
What you got on it?
And do you know something? Thank you so much, T. Paul, because it's medium.
And it's frankly got to be nice than what you're currently wearing. Like, what is that?
It's a white T-shirt with a T on it. Does that mean Thailand?
It's from a company called Dotung. And what they do is all the villagers used to be addicted to opium.
Wow.
And now what they do is get all the villagers that's come out of the rehab and make all these gifts to fight against drugs. All the money goes towards drugs and help people.
That's brilliant.
So they made this fan as well.
They made what? What
the,
they
fan.
Got? The fan as well. That's really good. So
yeah,
supporting
that.
Them. Yeah. Yes.
I think that might be a little bit too small for
Let
me.
Let me see.
Yes.
T-Paul's just gone yes.
It's
I thought
fine.
I bought a large actually.
Right,
that's really nice.
T-Paul.
Give it the wife.
Merry Christmas, Deb.
Listen, we knew you were coming in, so myself and George, we thought long and hard about what we should get you.
Okay.
We've known that you're coming in for a while now.
Yeah.
And then finally, it came to us, and we both agreed that this would be absolutely amazing.
Something you'll only ever receive from us.
Yeah. And please don't put it on eBay either. No,
actually.
Yeah, I'm being serious.
Okay.
This
no
is
problem.
From me and George.
Merry Christmas.
To you, T-Paul.
Thank you very much.
So I'm handing T-Paul his present now. And he's now opening it up.
What do you think it is? Before you open it, what do you think it is?
A disc.
Wrapped in a bit of
yeah,
newspaper.
But it's not any disc.
No.
Oh, M&M, superb.
Yeah, and have you noticed anything on it?
Signed. Superb.
Signed with a Sharpie. Factually correct. Oh, we are bad humans.
Signed.
Horrible about my
signed. M&M CD.
Super.
Signed.
Thank you very much.
Super.
Waste your life now. Follow my simple instructions. Idiots.
Get up!
The worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Morning Show.
Podcast.
I need to make a little call here.
To whom?
Well, you'll find out.
Or to whom?
And to whom are you
to
calling?
Whom?
Hello, good morning. And this is somebody who was listening before 8 o'clock.
Right.
And he's only just messaged us now. But I think they've got the wrong end of the stick. So I need to set the record straight before this goes any further, and which is why I'm calling this person back.
Okay.
I would normally let this slide.
But the implications...
Yes.
Hello.
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 Yes, how are you? You're loving.
Yeah, oh. All right. Aisha?
Yes.
I did not kidnap George.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Well,
Aisha, I did not.
It may come true.
If it comes true. Oh, dear.
That was a story. All right, it was a dream.
It was very traumatic.
The owners of this radio station, the CEO and myself had nothing to do with that. I need to point that out now.
Technically, even in the dream, you could have just been saying it was for them. So this is all on you.
This is not all on me. Aisha, it did not happen.
Mm.
It's not going to happen. No, Aisha, what are you doing?
No, Robin, listen to me. You know, it did happen. But you know, some people say that when you dream something, sometimes it happens.
That's they're nutters.
Tell him it's not okay to kidnap a co-host. Tell him it's
they're
not okay,
crazy.
Aisha. Not cool.
Hey, Aisha, if George was kidnapped,
yeah.
How much do you think she's worth?
Maybe $2,000.
I love you. I love you.
Love you too. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.
$2,000.
Oh, I'm killing myself.
Karma. Instant karma.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
No need to wake up and get out of bed or anything.
George Ryland.
Wake up and assimilate the day.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
You got a bit of paper?
Gosh.
Yeah, so screw it up. Okay. Like that.
Okay.
We're going to use your ball. Right, stand up.
Oh.
What?
I didn't say it's going to be active.
Well, of course it is. It's tennis, isn't it?
Oh, so it's like sitting down tennis. Fine.
You can sit down if you want to. I don't mind.
I'm up now.
So this is our court.
Okay.
Here. And the monitors are the net.
Right.
Right. Oh, now you mean business.
Oh, yes.
Sleeves are up. Come on then. Do you want to serve? Serve over.
Oh.
Yes!
Oh!
15. Love. Oh, now...
Obstruction.
Everything's getting moved back on Ryland's side.
All the competitive
side.
Just came out.
Come on, then. 15, love. Yes!
Oh!
Oh, no. It's love 30, because you're serving, aren't you? Love 30.
Okay.
Here we go. Come on. It's so, oh, love! It's an ace!
Boom!
An ace! 15, 30. Oh, no, I'm not serving. Or do you want me to serve?
Go on.
I'll serve if you want
to. Treat yourself.
Here we go. I'm going to do an underhand. Ooh. There you go. What? And it's an ace! It's what edge. You didn't even see it coming over the net. 40-15. So it's game point to me. I'm serving. But I'm going to spin this. I'm going to spin it.
All right.
Nice! Oh, God, she jumped! Oh, and it's over! Game! Don't get mad!
Good morning, Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I'd just like to say we have got an amazing show lined up for New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, we do.
That's 11 p.m. until midnight.
I would go so far,
yeah,
Robin, as to say spectacular.
It's just brilliant.
It is.
Now, the whole High FM team are all coming in here live.
Live, of course. Where would I spend my New Year's Eve?
Exactly.
Apart from with you lot.
And right here.
My little gang of misfits.
Hang on, but you're going back to the UK.
Yeah, that's why I'm changing my flight.
Right, to come back and do the special show.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And Chris Burks is at Rumba Latina.
He's specifically asked for an early set so that he can be here with us.
Great. So we're all going to be here.
All going to be here.
And I know for a fact, Kathy Douglas, who's on at 1 o'clock.
She can't wait.
She utterly cannot wait to be here. So if you're doing nothing New Year's Eve, you're not out, whatever.
Spend it with us.
Yeah, and it comes about 11 o'clock at night and you think, oh, I know. I'll switch on High FM.
You probably want to record it as well.
Oh, yeah, do.
Once won't be enough.
Weekday mornings. Robin Banks and George Ryland. High FM.
It's High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hello.
I'm George Ryland.
Yes.
I'm the girl one, but not the girliest girl, am I? I get told this quite a lot by my friends. You're not that girly, are you, George?
Well, I don't like the whole girl, girly girl, and boys will be boys and all that kind of thing. But in the traditional sense, then no is the answer.
Not so much.
No.
But I felt at the weekend like I did hit peak girly.
Oh, wow, really?
So I was on the sofa with my blanket.
Oh, nice.
I was having some chocolate and a cup of tea.
Oh, nice.
I was watching my second rom-com.
Oh, nice.
Honestly, I started to feel like heartbroken by default. And I remembered I don't have one, so that was
good. Yeah, of course not.
And I was online shopping for dresses as well for New Year's Eve.
The red dress.
Oh, yeah, I ordered it.
Great, brilliant.
Turns out girly really isn't for me. I got an email this morning from Karen Millen.
Okay, brilliant.
Update on your order. Oh, they've sent it.
Oh, how exciting.
We're sorry to inform you.
Oh.
The following item has been cancelled.
Oh, no. Oh, Oman spoke last week. They wanted to see you in the red dress.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the red dress went, no.
All right, we're talking about Christmas gifts.
Mm.
So what's the worst gift that you, George, have ever received?
Now, it's a tie. Okay. No, there's three, actually. I'm going to go for my top three.
All right, I've got three as well.
Cool. In at
right.
number three, some pyjamas.
Nice.
They were at least two sizes bigger than I am have ever been.
No.
And they had elephants on them. I mean, these were huge. And they were from Primark.
Yeah. Oh, that's that shop in the UK where everything's really cheap.
Where you go in, you spend, what, R2, and you come out, you cannot even carry the amount
it's
of stuff
just,
you purchase.
It's crazy. Primani, they call
Primani,
it.
Primani pyjamas in a large size. So okay. That was
nice.
Gosh, especially when you're just eating a Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
In at number two, I'm going to go with, from an ex, this is a long time ago, brought me a bag of South Park merchandise, including teddies, literally everything they had in Clinton cards.
Did you like South Park?
I mean, it was all right, but have you met me? What do I want with a Cartman teddy?
And number one?
This is from my nan. Bless her.
That says it all.
She went to town one year. She was a big re-gifter.
Right.
My brother got a pink comb with a 10p sticker on it. And I got cross-eyed elephants.
It's cross-eyed elephants.
Yeah. We got in trouble about the elephants. We got in quite a lot of trouble.
Oh, bless.
And you?
Let's do mine in a bit, okay? Let's do mine in a bit.
You can't follow that, no?
You will love mine. Podcast. What's up with you?
Just reading some very bizarre applications for jobs.
Okay.
This one, wow, it's a letter. It's titled Application for Employment.
Yeah.
I refer to the recent death of the technical manager at your company and hereby apply for the replacement of the deceased manager.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's great.
Each time I apply for a job, I get a reply that there's no vacancy. But in this case, I've caught you red-handed.
Yes.
And you have no excuse because I even attended the funeral to be sure he was truly dead and buried before applying.
That's brilliant.
Attached is my CV and his death certificate.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Is this true?
Yeah. There's a picture of it. That's bold.
It's different.
So how you got you the... Oh, no, actually, no.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Come on.
on High FM.
Ho ya, and welcome to High FM.
How ya?
How's it going?
I just found some polite insults and they are superb. Would
Brilliant.
You like to hear them?
Yes, please insult me, but yet do it politely.
Exactly.
Come on then.
May you forever feel your phone vibrating in the pocket it's not even in.
I know, that happens. That does happen, right? And you get it out and you look and going, but I felt it.
And you feel like an addict.
I felt it go off.
Yeah.
What's it? Maybe it's my leg.
And then you look, maybe it was an email.
Maybe I just didn't see the notification. No. And then you go through everything, don't
yeah.
you? You go through everything. That's a bad insult.
May your wife come to talk to you and then leave the door slightly ajar. So you have to get up and close it.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
These are good.
The worst thing is when you're trying to have a snooze.
I was just about to sleep.
Or when you turn the light off at night and then you look and you realise that the bathroom light is on and you can see that light
yeah.
coming in and you have to get up and turn it off.
Oh.
You can't sleep with it on.
This one will ring a bell.
Come on then.
May every sock you wear be slightly rotated.
Yeah,
just
oh, yeah.
enough for it to be uncomfortable.
Oh, I hate it.
May both sides of your pillow be warm.
Oh, oh, I love a cold pillow.
And one specially for you.
Thank you.
May your tea be too hot when you receive it and too cold by the time you remember it's there.
No!
I'd rather you're just outright rude to me.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
The boredom is excruciating.
George Ryland.
This job sucks.
Woo!
Get up. High FM.
This is High FM. My name is Robin Banks. George Ryland's there.
Good morning.
I saw on your Facebook last night, not that I was stalking you, but you put some pictures on of Liquid Nation. You went there Friday night.
Yes.
Now, I saw there was a table. You had a VIP table.
Yeah.
But it had all balloons on it and like
it
birthday balloons and stuff.
So it was my friend's birthday.
Right.
And I was sitting having my coffee outside on Friday morning and I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll decorate. So I decorated my house and the table at the park inn. So I texted Uncle Nuno. Uncle Nuno, can I have some help, please?
Yeah.
He was straight on. He's so lovely. He did a cake and everything.
Yeah, he is so
legend.
Nice. He's great.
So I went down there in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
And I've blown up all these balloons myself.
Wow, okay. That's really nice.
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
I can be nice.
You can be. Anybody listening right now that is actually listening to this show going, oh, Robin's the nice one. Well, actually, that's wrong.
Keep it on the down low, though. I don't really like people to know about
no,
it.
No, don't tell anyone.
So I did all of that. So I took all these balloons. Luckily, I drive a tank.
You do.
Took them all down to the parking.
Yeah.
And I was tying them all up, and then I went to put the tablecloth on. It's
okay.
A happy birthday tablecloth.
Yeah.
And
oh,
Nithin
wow.
came over.
All right, Nithin.
Who organised Liquid Nation.
From Axis.
He's
yeah.
so lovely.
He is, yeah.
So, oh.
You didn't.
I
Please,
did.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, bless him, he was helping me put this tablecloth on.
Yeah.
And we separated the two tables to get it in a bit tighter, because you know
right.
me, I like everything in straight lines.
Yes, you do.
And so I shoved the table back. I nearly broke his hand. I thought he was joking. Because I work with you and I have a big brother, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
anytime you do it and they go, oh!
Oh, wow! I do that with a door all the time.
All like, the time.
Oh, George, shut up, Robin, would you?
And he goes, no, do it slower next time. And I had to have someone come and look at his hand.
The worst thing about it is you're laughing. You're laughing at it.
I pointed and laughed.
Sorry about that, Nithin. Anybody knows Nithin from Axis when you see him today? How's your hand?
I know.
Your hand's been Ryland.
Sorry about that. It was an awesome night, though.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Podcast. Get the latest podcast at highfmradio.com.
We missed a trick here.
What's up?
You know, we've got all our little jingles with the awful Christmas cracker jokes.
They're brilliant.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of them in the car whilst driving around. I'm not going to say what I've said when I've heard them, but...
but they're meant to be rubbish. They're meant to be rubbish.
However, you have missed a good one.
Come on then.
What kind of music do elves listen to?
What kind of music do elves listen to? I don't know, George. What kind of music do elves listen to?
Rap music!
Yes!
Ryland out.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
Have you got the same list that I've got?
It depends what's on your list. I haven't seen it.
Okay, what have you got?
This is so bad.
Okay.
My mum bought me one of those 3D posters. You remember they were really popular in the 90s. Everyone had one.
Are they the ones that were all blurred?
Like magic eyes.
Yeah, and you had to look
things.
At it. I hated those. I could never get it.
I am blind in one eye.
Oh no! You had to squint your eyes, didn't you?
Yeah.
You had to squint.
Yeah.
And obviously,
from your own mother.
This person's mother must have known.
Yeah.
That the kid was blind.
So I've just got the three. In at number two.
Yeah.
1 year, my parents bought me a computer mouse.
Yeah.
Didn't have a computer.
Oh, how's your luck?
And my favourite.
Yeah.
Light bulb. No card, no note. A box with a single light bulb
Brilliant.
Inside.
Awesome.
Yes, the gift
awesome.
Of illumination.
I have soap on a rope.
Oh, that's quality, though. I was like, Pope on a rope.
I made a deal last night with my wife, and in fact, she started it, and I then just, I saw the opportunity. It's like I was closing a sales deal. We even shook on it. And she said, look, this Christmas, let's not get each other anything.
That's a romantic dream.
It's just brilliant.
Damn it, so gutted to be single.
Because I hate on Christmas Day when you look forward to presents, right? The little inner kid in you comes out and then you opening presents and you're like, oh, great, pair of socks.
I actually thank you, though, from the bottom of my heart because I now feel so much better about being entirely single at Christmas.
That's what I'm here for.
Wow.
I'm beginning to hate your guts this Christmas. I can't tell you why. I really can't seem to place why it is that I hate your face. I want to deliver one of these in your eye. I'm beginning to hate your guts this Christmas. Why do I feel this way? When you're talking, I only hear, please pummel me in the ear, and that's just all that I have to say. Wake up
in the morning. Yeah, you like it?
I like it.
Can you read it? Can you read my writing?
Well, I think one of the words doesn't say what I think it says, but...
We're just doing our Christmas cards. Well, we've done one card.
That's all we're doing, isn't it? I haven't signed up to you any more than one.
No, we've done one
That's
card.
That's me done for
That's
Christmas.
It, yeah, me too.
This is the only person that's getting a card from me this
yes.
year.
Yes, so we're not giving each other cards, are we?
No.
Right, great. Is that a deal?
Yeah, we're not doing presents, are we? Are we? Don't do it.
Okay, right.
Don't give me,
we're
don't
not.
Re-gift me.
Okay.
Don't you dare re-gift me.
I'll give you a Bangkok fridge magnet.
I can literally read your mind.
And a bell.
Oh, the bell, yeah.
You like the bell?
Yeah, I want the bell.
Okay, I'll give you the bell if I can have my first microphone that you got.
No.
No?
No, of course not.
Right. Well,
I'll
send
you one in the shop.
Well, then no gifts.
No gifts.
We're not doing... Are you just saying that?
No, I was thinking about this, but if we agree no gifts...
Let's agree that now.
I'm all for that.
No gifts.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
I'm bored of trawling around walls trying to find presents for people.
Okay. Right, that's it. Sorry you had to be a part of that, but we've got that sorted.
And we needed witnesses.
Yes. You got to get up. Get up.
Is the worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
This is Robin Banks here and George Ryland's there.
Morning.
It's High FM.
Yeah, it is.
The average family spends nearly 4 days a year arguing.
No, they don't, you stupid moron. Have you taken the garbage out? Let a dog out to his business as well.
Responded my wife when I told her last night.
Robin Banks.
Don't you get it?
He's messing with our heads.
Oldest trick in the book.
Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Hello.
This is High FM.
Yes,
and
yes.
Myself and George went out last night.
Assets.
Beautiful dinner. We were invited by Uncle Nuno.
God, so nice.
To the park inn and the RBG Grill restaurant. So I didn't want to eat lots. And then Faisal, the waiter, came over and he said, look, you've got to have the steak. And my tummy answered. He went, yes.
But we didn't even get into RBG before you'd done some questionable things.
Yes, one of those questionable things is on the Parkins Facebook page.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to mention what it is. There's a photo there.
When you know, you know.
Yes.
Have a Christmas picture next to the gingerbread house, they
yes.
said.
Yes, yes.
Hold a Christmas decoration each, they said.
Yes.
Mm.
I held two of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
And then Uncle Nuno pointed out to me where someone had tried to eat some of the gingerbread house.
Yes.
So I said, Robin, you won't believe this. Some guests have actually tried to eat this house.
Yeah.
And then Robin went, you see that bit there? Oh. Turned out you were the first that tried to eat.
I didn't believe that it was a real gingerbread house when I was there about a week and a half ago.
Why did you eat a bit?
Because, well, it's a gingerbread house, isn't it?
Then I turn around and he's got one of the Christmas candles in his mouth.
I thought they could be edible too.
No.
But they weren't.
That I actually have to say to my co-host in public, get that out of your mouth. Put it back.
It's like having a child.
Not cool.
That's what you say. It really is.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
I know this perhaps could backfire on me and make me sound horrible. I'm so glad that I'm here for Christmas because I don't have to deal with all that family stuff that goes on.
What, you mean being with family?
Being with family, yeah. How's that, does that come across all right?
Well, whether you're planning on spending the day with your wife and daughter or not.
Well, no, I mean my kind of extended family. You know, the way Christmas always leads to arguments and people don't see each other for a year since the last Christmas.
The prime time for families to fall out on Christmas Day is 3:18 p.m.
3:18.
Mine will all be passed out by then, literally. They'll be in front of the fire, snoring away. Yeah. I'll be wandering around the house, not quite knowing what to do with myself.
What day is it today?
See, I came home. I came back. It was a long flight.
Anybody? Hello? 19% of people can't wait for the Christmas season to be over with. So evidently, only 19% of people are spending Christmas with their in-laws.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
George, about 15 minutes ago, told us the worst presents that she's received. Now, I met this person in November. So this was our first Christmas. And December came around, so about a month.
Okay.
And this lady, who became my wife, gave me this. Right?
Right, because you've got that decision, haven't you, in December, a new relationship.
Yeah.
Do you swerve them now to avoid the gift buying, or do you go for it?
She went for it.
She went for it, okay.
Picture these. There was three of them in this December. Number one, seeds.
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 For what?
For planting.
A packet of seeds.
Packet of seeds. Okay?
Okay.
Packet of seeds.
Packet of seeds.
Yeah.
Wait.
Right, number two. Two inflatable sumo wrestling outfits.
Always a winner.
Big ones that you got into. Little motor on the side, you put batteries in. Turned it on, it buzzed. Inflatable sumo wrestling outfits.
Hours of happiness.
Okay. And number three, an egg. A little kind of toy egg.
What?
The size of a normal egg.
But it's a toy.
Yeah. That hatched.
But why?
I know, right?
And then you married her.
Yes, I did, yeah. I should have known better, right?
I don't understand any of this.
Thank you.
So I've got my list of things that I need to do this week. Pay my bills and stuff, get a new key cut.
Yeah.
And then there's just very specifically the number six.
Right.
With an arrow next
to it. With an arrow next to it on your list of things to do.
On my list of things to do.
What do you think that is? Do you think that is the days you have left until you fly off? Six. No, it's not.
That's the number of days at the radio station left, oddly enough, but that's not going to be it.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
Well, no.
Do you think that's the amount of times you've been great this year? Ah, six, yes.
No, that's optimistic.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Six.
Why would George put down six?
Why would I put down six? And the thing is, that looks like it's the most important thing as well, because that's got the arrow, not just the dash.
What's 99 minus 93?
Six.
Six!
Is this leading into Jay-Z?
Of course it is.
Smooth.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.